Immersion, we're a service-disabled, veteran-owned small business, and we provide management and technology consulting. Our latest partnership is with eLearning Force, and their product that they've brought to market is SharePoint LMS.
And what is that exactly?
So SharePoint LMS is a learning management system that leverages the customer's investment in SharePoint. Much of the government and DOD has standardized on SharePoint, which is a Microsoft product, for their knowledge management and collaboration. On top of this, we put the learning management system, so we're able to create online courses. The content, and this is very important to the system, the content can be updated real time.
So how is this different from, say, like an online course or taking correspondence courses? I mean, what's the advantage?
It is much the same as taking an online course. The real advantage here is we're leveraging that investment in the Microsoft technology that the customer has already made, which makes this a very affordable solution, and also the learning curve. How do I administer it? How do I create content? How do I deliver the courses? That learning curve is very flat for the organization because it's much the same. Can you use your word processing program, your email program? If you can do those things, you can use the learning management system.
So does this put the creation of content for learning in the hands of regular people and take it out of specialized staffs, perhaps?
Absolutely. So it pushes that, if you will, maybe not so much creating the whole course, but capturing the content. You know, I know it's very cliche, but we have to do more with less. You know, we have a budget crisis, and it doesn't matter what sector of the government you're in. We have a lot of people that are nearing retirement age. There's a lot of wisdom in these people that have worked for the government for 20, 30 years that isn't captured. So if we can push that down to them, you know, how did you do your job for the last 30 years? I'm sure they're going to provide us with some content that we don't find in the regulations, the things that are currently published.
So you had mentioned that there is a cost savings there. Is there an initial outlay that folks need to be aware of before they can actually recoup those savings?
So there is, of course, it's software. You have to purchase a license. So, and it's licensed by users. We're coming up with some, what I'll call creative licensing for the federal government. And that is still in the works. But you have to purchase the solution. But once you've purchased it, then beyond that, the cost is very low.
What about an investment to train people how to use it and to train people how to administer it? Is there a time investment there too?
Again, very little. You know, as an example, a lot of the agencies have SharePoint already. So the fact that they have to manage another application on top of that, from a network administrator point of view, a SharePoint administrator, this is nothing new for them. With respect to managing the content, it really is just about managing the actual collection of the data and formatting it for presentation.
We're speaking with Chris Ostler, the director of Immersion Consulting. Now, we've been hearing for many years about the possible adoption of virtual worlds as learning environments. This seems to get around that with more conventional means. Is the virtual world idea sort of kind of dying on the vine, do you think?
Actually, there's a very strong case for virtual worlds and their applicability, and we actually see somewhat of a combination of the two, where you could have a virtual world for a given purpose and be able to, if you will, check out your course content in that virtual world, which is coming from SharePoint. So I think the two are going to blend together as time goes on.
And what does that mean? Then the CD-based course, which used to be the way that people would do distance learning, in other words, a CD would be distributed to anyone that needed a copy, we're way past that at this point.
We are way past that because that's the real power of the learning management system, because you can link to any content, you can store any content, and, you know, there are many courses where there's a piece of the content piece of the course that's usable in more than one course. And if you need to update that, you update that information in one location, and the next time the student is in, or the learner is in that course, they have the latest and greatest information. They don't have to wait for a CD to come in the mail.
So give us an example of an agency that's pretty good at this kind of use of SharePoint and content management in the modern way to deliver learning.
So the Department of Defense, I think, is a great example. Each branch of the service, they all have their, you know, Army Knowledge Online, Navy Knowledge Online, and they have really leveraged this technology to deliver real-time information to the folks that need it right now. You know, it wasn't so many years ago that if you were in the Navy and you had a mechanical piece of equipment you took care of, you had a bookcase just full of manuals. You know, today, that's all online.
So do you find that the learning patterns, or that the way somebody learns, can be enhanced this way, or does it make any difference at all?
Oh, absolutely, it can be enhanced. You know, there's a number of studies out there, and typically an hour of classroom time is equivalent to 20 to 30 minutes of online learning time. You know, we're able to, you know, do away with the bricks and mortar, and someone is able to take a class now really 24/7. When does it fit into their day? And they've got an extra 20, 30 minutes, and they can go into a course, study on that specific topic. You know, another advantage to this is if you go to a traditional class, typically we're talking about a day or a half a day from work. You go to this class, well, 3 days later or a month later, if you have a question, it's like, oh, geez, I know they covered that information, but I don't remember what the answer is. With the content online, you can go back to the course and say, aha, there's my answer.